Hey, podcast fam. Welcome back to Be the Influence podcast. I have missed 2 weeks of podcasts, but I am back. And I don't even want to lie to you guys. A lot has been going on, juggling a lot of different projects. And it's really just finding the right balance for me. So I'm actually working on hiring a VA so I can outsource some of the little projects that I don't need to do. And yeah, so just a lot's going on. Not that I need to justify, but here I am. So I just wanted to let you know, I always want to be open with you guys and tell you what exactly is going on. So on Be the Influence podcast this week, I'm actually sharing one of my interviews that I had with an amazing woman. She had me on to talk all about blogging and entrepreneurship. So I'm going to introduce her right before we dive on into the episode. But I can't go any farther without, without sharing the reviewer of the week. So let's get right on into that. And as always, remember that if you go ahead over to iTunes and you leave a review and you leave your Instagram handle at the bottom of your review, you will actually be put in the, I don't even know what it's called, like the little pinball machine to win a mini Instagram audit on this podcast. So I'm super excited. This week's reviewer of the week is Kelly, and she says, this is by far the best podcast I listen to learn how to run my business on social media. Christy is so genuine and she really gives great information and tips. She really knows her stuff. Oh, thanks. Plus, she's super entertaining to listen to and it's easy to connect with. Thank you so much, Kelly. You have won the Instagram audit this week that we are going to go over right now. So before I dive into Kelly's audit, I just wanted to remind you, and I would be so appreciative if you head on over to iTunes, go ahead, leave a review. If you want your Instagram bio audited quickly on this podcast, go ahead, leave a review and leave your Instagram handle at the bottom. That is huge. And if you love what you're listening to, go ahead, screenshot this episode and share it on your Instagram story because I would be so thankful. All right, Kelly, let's get to you. So Kelly Petrovsky, that's her Instagram name, at Kelly Petrovsky, which is great. I think it's amazing when people actually have their name as their handle. So when I look at someone's Instagram, I just, the main thing I look for is like who are you and what do you do? So Kelly, I can see that she is a health and wellness website. So she has a business profile and that's what comes up. But based on solely your bio, I don't know what you do. So I know personally, just because I've talked to Kelly, that she sells essential oils. So she needs to have an I help statement or a very specific statement in your Instagram bio that tells me who you are and what do you do. So you can keep raising two little ones. That's amazing. Beach hippie mama living oily. Grab your oils below. Fine. But you need to tell me exactly who you are and what do you do. So this comes with crafting your I help statement. So Kelly, I would do something along the lines of, I help busy moms create a healthy and wellful, healthy and abundant, healthy and holistic lifestyle through the use of essential oils. So you're telling me who you're helping. So you're helping busy moms. You are helping them create a healthy and abundant or healthy and holistic lifestyle through essential oils. I would obviously need to do more like one-on-one with you to figure out exactly what the benefits are of the essential oils. And then I would put that in your I help statement as well, because having the results or the benefits in there is huge. Okay, without any further ado, let's get on into this week's episode. No, that means I'll have to leave. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. I'm sharing my podcast episode, actually the one I was interviewed on, with Kayla DeLarge. I hope you guys enjoy it. She's asking me a bunch of questions about entrepreneurship, travel blogging, starting my own business, and my coaching programs. So this week's podcast episode is actually brought to you by my one-on-one 6-week personalized, individualized coaching program. So I don't know anyone else who offers this. I hear a lot of masterminds, I hear a lot of group coaching and a lot of courses, which I so enjoy myself. But the reason I created this one-on-one individualized group coaching is because that is one of my most highly requested and asked for services. So People want one-on-one attention for their Instagram and for their business, and that is exactly what I am here for this six-week program. It's tailored to you, tailored to your business, and tailored to your Instagram. So go ahead, click the link in my bio at Christy Lee Berry. It should be the application to apply for my one-on-one six-week program. If you have questions, feel free to shoot me over a DM. Anyways, let's get to it. All right, this is my week with Kayla.
What is up, guys? And today I'm so excited. I have a wonderful fellow entrepreneur on the podcast episode with me. What is up, Christy? How are you doing today, girl?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on this podcast. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited too. I've listened to yours quite a few times in the last few days, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I get to have her on. So it's really cool.
Yay. I know. I was excited for this.
I am too. So I would love for you to give our listeners a little bit of a backstory on you, because I know a little bit from just researching you and going on your website, which is beautiful, by the way. I love your little coaching application and all of that. I like went through all your questions and was like, this is great. Like, this is totally a really good prerequisite. So I'd love for you just to give a backstory to our listeners so they can get to know you better.
Of course. I feel like, okay, so you guys are obviously watching this, you're listening, but like, we're both smiling and it's just really fun. So, and I smile when people ask me to tell about my story and my journey, because like, it's been so fun and I try to make sure that I'm really enjoying it too. So, I really started off doing travel blogging. So I was traveling, I was traveling for a while and it was awesome. And I started creating engaged audience with that, and people asking me for like tour guides and where to go, things like that. And that really turned into, really spiked my love for travel again. And from there, I started collaborating with hotels, and then I started working with brands like worldwide. And really from there, I started getting questions. Hey, how are you doing what you're doing? How are you traveling to this hotel? Like, how did you land 5-star hotel collaborations? How are you working with this amazing brand like everywhere? And so I really started my coaching business there. So I started off coaching solely like travel bloggers, so solely people how to collaborate and form sponsorships with companies. And now I really coach bloggers as well as entrepreneurs, because I know both sides of the spectrum. So I know how to collaborate with amazing hotels and get amazing deals with companies, but I also know how to build and scale a business. So it's been really fun, and it's a fun journey, and it's just continuing to grow, and I have like fun things in the works for 2019. So that's where I'm at. If you guys are enjoying this podcast episode so far, and hopefully you are if you are listening this far, go ahead, screenshot this episode and share it in your Instagram story, because you know I love sharing all of the mentions about this podcast. I love sharing who is listening with me, beside me, and I love sharing your screenshots on Instagram. So go ahead, screenshot what you're listening to right now, tag me on Instagram at Christy Lee Berry, and share it up to your story.
I love it. Oh my goodness. And there's a reason that you're on this episode, because like, that is something I'm trying to like dive deeper into, is collaborating with hotels and destinations and things. And so I love that I get to have you on here and kind of dig a little deeper in all of your goodies and your knowledge.
Yes. Well, ask anything. Ask away.
Love it. So what is your experience with social media been like then? Obviously, you've transitioned to a more business and professional level, but how was it before that? Like, were you comfortable and confident on social media? Were you somebody who was like always sharing, or were you more so like, ah, this isn't me, I'm not sure?
So it's really funny, because if you ask like who I thought I was, kind of even coming out of college, I was just a more reserved, maybe more introvert. People say I'm extroverted. I was like an introvert extrovert type of a person. So I really started sharing like pictures of just my travel journey. So a picture of a mountain, a picture of a gorgeous lake, a picture of my dog with a sick landscape. And that started resonating with people. And then the more that you get into social media, the more you track analytics and things like that. So usually when there's a person in the photo, it does dramatically better. So and it's really because people can relate to a person rather than a photo. So like they put, and it's statistically proven, like scientifically, how if you see a person in a photo, you actually put yourself in that place. So it kind of triggers these like, this is weird science stuff, like neurons in your brain to be like, oh wow, I can see myself there. I want to go there, like the picture, and start engaging with it. So I guess I started off posting just regular photos, and then I got really, really comfortable in front of the camera. So
I love it. So then explain with your transition. Have you always felt like you were professional with your photos, or more so like, I just want to be me and have a fun picture taken here and feel comfortable posting this and knowing it's okay? Because we all know, like, some of us have that perfect lifestyle on Instagram with all these beautiful photos.
Yeah.
But has it been a transition for you, or was it more so just like, this is just me and I wanted to share that?
It's definitely been a transition because, as you probably know, when you scroll through Instagram, the beautifully curated photos, they definitely do very well. Like, oh, here I am in front of the Eiffel Tower, like gorgeous, whatever. And it is a mixture of both because since I do love photography, there are times where I'm striving to get this perfect photo, and I have this photo already created in my brain and I'm like, okay, I have to get it. But then there's also times where I'm just like, you know what? I want to be me because I want to show the goofy side and kind of the more relaxed side. But I also am, for photography reasons, I love a perfectly curated photo.
Right. I love that too. Because there's places, right? We all have those specific places or moments that we want this perfect picturesque picture. But I love that you're just like, no, I want to show the goofy side of me and just me being me, because that's, I feel, what people can relate most to. And when we're all starting our journeys, it's a lot easier to relate to somebody who's just being authentic than somebody who's trying to be perfect. Right.
Yeah. And just, especially right now, we are in a stage of transition on social media where people are craving more authenticity and people are craving really just knowing who you are behind the scenes instead of just those pretty pictures. So I might be getting a little off tangent here, but like, this goes to stories and just being your authentic self. You really need to, if you're not showing your face on Instagram stories, you need to start doing that and really just letting people know who you are behind the camera.
Love it. So with your travel blogging and your travel lifestyle, have you always been a wanderlust? Have you always kind of stomped all over the globe, or was that something you kind of broke into doing after college or high school?
So I guess I could answer that in like a quick story. When I was visiting colleges, my sole question, like, it wasn't, oh, how are your academics? How is whatever? It was, do you have a study abroad program and where are they? So I've just always had this wanderlust in me, and it's continuing to grow.
That's awesome. So how, kind of give us a step-by-step then explanation on how you ventured into the travel blogging space. So maybe somebody who's listening is like, I really want to do this too. I love travel. I'm all over the place, but I don't know how to bring this into an actual profession. How would you explain it? Or how do you with your coaches and your bloggers?
Because that is one of the most asked questions I get. So
I'm sure.
One of the biggest things that I tell people, just this broad statement, is your Instagram is your resume. So a lot of people do think like, okay, let me just put this picture on Instagram. But if you are someone who really wants to turn your Instagram into this travel blog or a lifestyle blog, and you want to start monetizing off of it, or at least reap the benefits of collaborations, then you need to start posting photos that you can basically use as a resume. So if you want to start and jump into this travel blogging world, I tell people, okay, when you stay at a hotel or when you take a vacation with your friends, your boyfriend, like whoever it may be, document your stay. And then you have photos and you have stories to then put onto your Instagram. So then that gives you leverage to start reaching out to hotel collaborations. And it really is a spiral effect from there, because the more collaborations you do, the more content you have to then put on, say, your media kit. And then you can start getting paid to work with hotels, getting paid to work with brands.
I love that you said media kit. So I know that when you and I were chatting about having you on this episode, you asked me if I had one. And I would love, because I literally just learned from a blogging retreat what a media kit even was. And I've been blogging now for like almost 3 years. So I feel like if you could kind of explain what a media kit is, would probably be really helpful for everyone else who probably can relate to being like, well, what is that?
Yes. And so media kits basically are your statistics, and it basically is kind of like a resume as well. On your media kit, it really is an example of your previous collaborations. It depends what niche you're in, so what you really want to put on it. But say you want to do hotel collaborations, so you want to put previous collaborations that you've done. You want to put like, okay, I've worked with the Hilton, the Kimpton, the Wagner. Put some photos on there to show people the work that you've created. Tell them what deliverables you offer. So this is a huge one that a lot of people skip out on, is your media kit needs deliverables. So what are you doing for that hotel? What are you doing for that brand? Are you just taking photos? Are you just shooting video content? Or are you shooting video content, photos? Are you doing Instagram stories? Are you doing Instagram live? Are you posting to your Facebook account? I know there might be people listening who Facebook, a lot of people think Facebook's dead, but Facebook is still huge. So some people have a larger following on Facebook. So utilize that. Say, hey, I have X amount of followers on Facebook and I'm going to post all my content there to ensure that this content reaches X amount of people.
I love that. And so for all of you guys listening, media kits are so important if you're a blogger or like wanting to become one. Know that you can create one at any point in time. What would you explain to somebody who says like, well, Christy, I don't have any experience working with anyone, or I don't know what I would even put in there. What would you suggest for them to start? Maybe pictures of their own travels that they went on?
I would definitely start with any content that you have that is related to the industry you want to start to get into. So like you just mentioned, if you were traveling to hotels, I would put photos of hotels on there. One of my huge suggestions for people is to start just with affiliate programs. So like if you haven't had any experience with a brand, there are so like countless companies out there that you will love that do affiliate programs. So you basically, yes, you are paying for a product, but you're only paying a portion, and then they give you a discount code. And what you can do is start taking pictures of those products. Yes, you're not getting paid for it, but basically like I did this for the first 2 years, like you have to start somewhere. So
right.
I'm going to give an example. I was working with Pura Vida bracelets. They're a huge company. If you're listening to this, go ahead, reach out to them. They will work with you. And you can start creating content and tagging them in your content. And that literally is going to be a name that you can put on your media kit. Hey, I've worked with Pura Vida bracelets, and then put some of your photos on there and start from there, because there's so many companies that I know you can work with.
Absolutely. And it's just trying, right? Or reaching out, putting stuff together. Just like you said, you start somewhere. If you expect to be perfect or to have everything just come together the first day, first try, keep dreaming.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm still getting no's. Like you get so many more no's than you get yeses. But one of my favorite quotes is success is basically failure when you try it again. So you're going to fail so many times, but if you want to be successful, you have to get through those failures and another failure and probably another one, but it will work. You just have to stay positive.
Right. And eventually they will say yes if you keep on keeping on, right? Because you're just going to blow up in some sort of spectrum. Well, they'll probably reach out to you and be like, oh my gosh, we totally would love to have you on now.
Yes. No, it's so true. So
true. I love that. So obviously you have quite a big following for yourself, and I think that's amazing. You have a lot of engagement on your Instagram, and I love it. So for people who don't have that, what would you explain? Or maybe when you do have travel bloggers just starting out and they're like, Christy, I don't know how to attract or build an audience when, or even work with brands or hotels when I don't have anyone on my page. What right. would you suggest they do?
So I would suggest starting to cultivate a community. So I'm thinking of the best way to explain this, because my mindset for on this has shifted a little bit. And I always suggest, so one of my tips that I just did a webinar on this, and I say, okay, 99% of the people are not going to do this, but the 1% listening who do this, you will see results and you will see success. So first of all, you have to mentally commit that this is the direction that you want to go in. From there, you need to post more than once a day. So you need to be consistent, but I hear so many people say, oh, post consistently once a day. That's awesome. But if you post once a day, there's still going to be 23 more hours of the day, and there's so many more people that you can reach. So I tell people for like 2 weeks straight, post 2 to 3 times a day. And then do your research on hashtags. So long ago, I was kind of gave up on the hashtag idea. I kind of thought it was like, oh, really? Hashtags? Like, you either have a following or you don't. And it's changed. So if you don't have a large following, I want you to go into the search tool on Instagram and find hashtags that have less than 50,000 users. So a lot of people love the large hashtags like Dame Traveler, She Is Not Lost, Woman Entrepreneur. And those are so saturated that the lifetime of your photo is like 10 seconds. So you want the lifetime of your photo, which means the amount of time that your photo can be seen, you want that to be as long as possible. So you want to use hashtags under 50,000 and differentiate that. So you might have a few under 50,000, you might have a few under 20,000, and then get a few on there with under 10,000. The least amount of users on a hashtag means you're going to have a longer lifespan for your photo.
I love that. And it's so, so real and so needed for people, I think, to understand, because hashtags are so back and forth, right? Like, I've been the same way as you have, where I'm like, do I use these? Do I need to use these? Like, are they important? Mm-hmm. Are they helping? Should I use these huge, huge mm-hmm. ones or really small? So I love that you said that, because I think using the smaller ones, it's true. Like, yeah, you might not be necessarily on the same page as Gypsy Lust or somebody that you follow that has like this crazy huge following, but she also started somewhere and she likely started with a smaller hashtag too and built all of our attention off of that. So I love that. What are you working on now? What do you got in store for yourself for 2019?
Well, it makes me so excited because it's so fun when you finally find something you love. So
I have to stop you right there. Everyone listening, I wish that you could see Christy's face right now, because she literally just like lit up inside like a little kid. Like, yes, you've been laughing and giggling and having a good time, but I can't wait to hear, because you just made me excited and I don't even know.
It's so much fun, and it's like half of the stuff I don't even know what's going to happen. But so I just launched my one-on-one coaching program because that was something that was in high demand. Let me backtrack. I launched a course. So I have a course that helps you get hotel collaboration sponsorships as well as work with the Instagram algorithm. So that is called the Instagram Masterclass. And a lot of people struggle with the algorithm and they get really annoyed at it. And I'm like, there's actually a way to work with it so that your profile can benefit from using these tips to help you with the algorithm. And then, like I was saying, we go over hotel collaborations, monetization for your Instagram, which is huge, because I believe that everyone should be able to monetize their Instagram. If you are talking about any form of a brand, it is advertisement, so you should be getting some monetization for that. And then so after that, I launched my one-on-one coaching, which a lot of people want just kind of that one-on-one time with you. I tell them, so it's a 6-week one-on-one coaching program where we integrate business and your Instagram to basically create a foundation for your business so that you can live the life of your dreams. So it's an individualized plan for each person, which is what I'm finding a lot of people want more than courses. They want really that one-on-one attention for that hour, and they want to be told exactly what to do with their Instagram, how to benefit that, and how they can increase their business. So that is closing in like a few days, actually it's closing this Friday, because I have so many people applying. And then I'm going to reopen it either end of January or beginning of February. And then my hope is to do a group coaching program as well. So yeah.
So fun. Oh, gives me goosebumps. I love that kind of stuff, like where you're doing the one-on-one. And I love courses. I've created guides and things myself, but I do connect so much better when it is one-on-one with somebody where you can really dive in deep of even just what they're doing and kind of feel about how you could relate or create something of your own. So congrats on doing that.
Thank you. So exciting.
Yeah, of course. So fun. Well, it's been amazing having you on here, Christy. I loved getting to know you and to be able to connect with you, and everything that you've shared has been so inspiring and amazing. So thank you for just being you and giving some of your goodies away.
Of course. I mean, I love talking about Instagram, and that is one of the reasons that I've done a little bit more of a shift towards business coaching because I love travel blogging, but I think I love helping people do that more. Right. So I could talk about it forever.
I would have you go on forever too, because I could use it. So where can our listeners connect with you? Where can they work with you, follow you, maybe get more Instagram insight, tips and tricks, or one-on-one with you?
Yes. So I live on Instagram. So if you can DM me on Instagram at Christy Lee Berry. So ChristyLeeBarre. It's very long, but that's the best way to connect with me. Shoot me a DM, ask me a question. The one-on-one program application is in my bio. So if you want to go ahead and just click on that to apply to get your one-on-one coaching programs, go ahead for it. And I will, we'll have a call set up. That is the best way to reach me.
I love it. So exciting. I wish you the very, very best. And I hope one day we do connect in person. That'd be really cool.
I know. I meet so many people on Instagram. I'm like, I just want to meet you in person. So,
right.
Yeah.
Me too. Well, I live in my RV. So maybe one day when we're driving through, I'll meet up with you somewhere.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much. So I hope all of you guys listening realize how possible the online space is. You could be a travel blogger. You could be a business owner. You could be an affiliate marketer. You could be a network marketer. You could just be an entrepreneur who loves taking pictures and just wants to connect with others. Know that the online space might have a negative rep, but it also has a way to connect with people so far outside of your individual touch that there's a reason that you're meant to be on it. So I hope that Christy inspired you to go out and to take pictures, to flourish in things that make you excited and be yourself and find what aligns with you. And if that's being online and it's being on Instagram and it's reposting stories and content, then make it happen. Remember, guys, a life inspired stays inspired. Much love.